Hi, everybody. This is Friday Night Live, January 21st, 2011. So this is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. And tonight is our question and answer session after this program in an hour, which will be 8 o'clock Pacific. And, you know, that would be 11 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to call in on that, you ask questions about lightship healings, or different things about the lightship, that would be great, about what the lightship is here to do for you, how it's assisting you now through the healings that they're offering. And maybe you're confused about ascension. So we can cover those too, even on this program here. So the phone number to call in on, in case you're interested to find out more of what's really happening, is 646-519-5800. And pin number 9009. And looks like Pete put it up on the fast chat. That's great. So you can leave the fast chat up if you wish. We'll have that. I'll have my computer on to watch it too during the Q&A. So end of the week, everybody. Let's do a trauma clearing for everyone. And this will also work on the archives. So we'll just clear out one day for you, which is today. Here we go. This will be this Friday, January 21st, trauma. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release trauma from you. So one, think of a situation that you're in trauma with naturally, because the light needs to know what to release. Otherwise, it'll see you as perfect and not see any trauma. It's up to you to request what you need done to yourself. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's release some energy today that people might have for worry. If you're worrying about something, we will release that now. So just think of what you're worrying about, and we'll release that, then we'll bring in some peace energy next. So worry for today, Friday the 21st of January, 2011. So here we go. Counting to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It's about an inch or so, 2 inches down on your scroll bar, depending on your monitor size. And bring up the light beam. We'll energize the light beam. We'll bring in the males tonight. Here they come. So stronger, and they'll bring in peace to you. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. Let's put some music on so we can enjoy the peace energy. Here we go. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. everybody. We have a wonderful show tonight. So, see if our co-host is out there tonight. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
I'm out here in cyberspace somewhere, Ron. Yes, hi, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Friday night with Ron Amatron and the Creation Lightship. So we have quite a few people on the fast chat already. We've got Derek and Sarah, Ma, Larry, Tom, and P. Thanks for putting the phone number up for tonight, P. And who else? Let's see. We've got Aaron and Ed and Dulce and Anna and Ed in Austria. Thanks for staying up or getting up really early, Ed, in Austria. I'm just looking at the clock. It's like 3 in the morning, I think, there. 3 or 4 in the morning. Wow. And Marie and Andrew, Tina, Jerry, Bryce, Terry, Stephanie, and Marianne. Lots of people tonight. That's great. So let's just do a few little things before we get to the questions. As Ron was mentioning earlier, if we don't get to your questions on the fast chat today especially, tonight is Friday night when Ron does his Q&A conference call, and that will be just a few minutes after the show ends. And the number for that, which P put up earlier, is 646-519-5800, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN number, and that's 9009. And coming up next month, in February, Ron's going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, February 11, 12, and 13, and he has some free workshops and his booth with the Light Infusion Chamber. But also, having been taken off the Ascension panel, Ron's back on that panel. And, Ron, what day is that? Is that on Sunday?
Yes, it is. It's on Sunday.
Okay, great. So lots of opportunities to hear Ron speak and also to enjoy the healing properties of the Light Infusion Chamber, which if you haven't done that already, you must come and do. It's amazing. And then, let's see what else. Sunday, tomorrow, is another one of Ron's 8-hour healing conference calls where you're up on the light ship and worked on by the light being doctors who are taking out the parasitic, alien parasitic life forms from us. And, well, a whole host of other things are going on, but that's one of the main things that happens. Ron, do you want to mention anything about that for anyone who might not have done that yet?
Yeah, it'll be our last call this week. It'll be this Sunday. And we do take out aliens that are living inside of you, alien life forms. They can be very, very large, and they can be very small. But they are taking up space in your body energetically, and they live off of your life force energy. And they can give their waste products to you, their poisons, and also have dead carcasses. So these clearings help you. A lot of people have had a wonderful experience getting them released, feeling them maybe wiggle inside of them, that happens, or just feeling more at peace, having more space inside of your body as these energies that should not be with us are released from us all. So it's very wonderful to do these calls and to have people have healings. So I guess back to you again, Carrie.
Okay, and if you're interested in coming on that call tomorrow, it's from 10 a.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Pacific, so 1 till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And Ron generally checks his email in the hour before the call, so you can shoot him an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com if you're interested in coming on. And let's see what else we have here. Should we start with questions now then, Ron? Andrew is asking if we can crash a trauma timeline. So since you've been doing a lot of that on the show lately, maybe we could do one for trauma. I don't know if you've done that before on the show.
Sure, we can do that. And also, everybody, just take notes of the clouds in the skies. Look at them and see if they look like the ones on the website. So if you go to the very last, I think the third one, on the bottom of the website, when you go to photos, you're going to see a listing of different photos that I had. You just go to maybe the last three, I think. The ones near the bottom show the clouds as they're broken up a lot. So Otherwise, there's quite a few to look at, but those are the main ones that I would probably suggest. And also look for alien faces in them. You're going to see, you know, faces looking down upon probably me or the people there from New York. And that's taken out of a window of a bus that I was on going into New York, Manhattan. So and that was last probably, I would say, end of October, maybe November. So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash. Remember, these crashes, once I start them, it could take up to maybe a couple hours to complete. So we'll just see how it feels here. And you're on a timeline for trauma, and the aliens are watching you outside of the timeline, just viewing you. They're in their own space. That's why we added that extra step on the space crash, so you can get them eliminated as they watch you go by on the conveyor belt, because they want to abduct you too. So that's on there to get rid of them, the ones that are watching the timeline. So here we go. Comma clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, that's getting rough. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of see how you're feeling here, everybody. I'm feeling a little jittery myself. I can feel energies inside of me kind of like getting shaken up a little bit here. So, again, look at your alien ship clouds out there maybe tomorrow, and or just the clouds themselves, and just see if they're getting broken up, if you have clouds in your area. And it looks like the photos on the website under photos on the left-hand side near the bottom. Then what you can do is check that out and just see if they appear around you. I've seen quite a few of them around me recently. I've been doing a lot of timeline crashings here, so, but they do go all over the place. And this is not just located to where you are. It's located to wherever these energies are connected to. And it could be in your own hometown. So they're getting eliminated during this process. So, Carrie, how are you feeling with this here?
I've just made fists. I'm quite tense. I feel a little bit shaky, not the outside of me, but the inside of me, and my fists are all clenched. I'm definitely feeling it.
Yep. Well, different body reactions, and the body reactions are because this is what you're actually you know going through, and you're sensing these energies as they're being released from you, and as you're being brought here over again from where you should have been initially. So it's the abduction process that we're releasing.
I see.
So we could do another timeline crash.
Okay.
Let me think here. What's a good one to crash here?
Well, Tina was asking for a release for hate. Do you want to do a timeline crash on hate?
Yeah, we could do that. Hate, yeah. So here we go. Remember, the aliens abduct you because we live in emotions here, and emotions are related in time. And because we have time, that's stored in our body and our DNA from our ancestors. So all what they experienced in their time-based reality gets imprinted in time. This is why people sometimes, even in this lifetime, will have different situations occur at a certain time of each year. So this is kind of what actually happens. So let's do one here for hate. And it's we'll just see what happens here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, now I'm gripping the sides of my chair really tightly. Wow, this is quite a big one.
So I would think that people who aren't too centered with their own spirit right now might be wondering what's happening. And let's do one for thoughts for people. This is a little different, but people who have thoughts of negativity and darkness, okay?
This is a timeline crash?
A time crash, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's also like an emotion. So if anybody has any negative thoughts out there that maybe you've had today or now, we'll try to release that in a timeline crash. So just see how you feel. So here we go. We'll find out on the fast chat if anybody has sensed in any of this here, because it is another possibility here. So timeline crash for negative thinking. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. Boy, that's rough. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feeling pretty heavy. Here we go, everybody. One, remember, they get into your thoughts, and they bring forth energies in you also from your DNA. So this is probably why people have negative patterns that they deal with, negative thoughts, and things like this here. So you want to do the timeline crashes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this timeline feels pretty heavy. There may be many, 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 many timelines that this is attached to. So remember, they get emotional energy from you by whatever you're thinking and also what you're experiencing. And it's normally all, you know, based on the emotions. So hopefully you're all feeling a little lighter now after the other clearings of the trauma, worry, and hate. So this may help you out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Neat is saying they're finding it heavy. And Eric said felt like shaking back and forth. Tom is saying he's shaking and feeling heavy, and his muscles are stiff too. Mine are stiff. I'm kind of just kind of clenching myself, and my back feels like it's clenching itself too. So I can relate to that one. Ma is bringing up an interesting point. She's saying, I yawned, but I did 20 timeline crashes for trauma. So that's an interesting thing because, you know, the Dropbox has, you can keep going through the 20s, of course. So what would you have to say about that, Ron, if she's yawning even though she or he have done 20 timeline crashes for trauma already?
I would keep doing it then if you're feeling it changing, because it's probably more than that. Like I said, you could have maybe up to 50 timelines on those. So just keep doing that until you actually feel a little better with your body. Remember, this is all body related, so it's sometimes hard to tune into your bodies because you may not be used to doing that. But when you do feel the yawning or something happening, it means that something did happen and something is going on with you. And the yawning normally is a way to release negativity. And at times it's just like releasing air. I don't necessarily yawn. I just release air out of me. It's very interesting. So it's not like a yawn of being tired where your eyes kind of get glossed over. You just expel air. And some of you may have actually experienced that. So let's do another timeline crash. Let's do a timeline crash for an emotion of resentment, okay? So remember, when you have resentment, this resentment is also typically issues, you know, that maybe inside of you. We tend to think of resentment toward other people, you know, and normally everything is based from you, but sometimes we actually switch it over and project it onto someone else. So here we go, resentment. The resentment could be like, you're being rejected from other people, everything else. That's actually probably your issue that's maybe on your psychic billboard. So this is kind of how these clearings work, is that you want to release this energy out of you. So whatever you feel or sense towards someone, it's already developed and come forward in you, and you're trying to get rid of it. So you want to get rid of it to be in balance that you're not in the karmic wheel of the law of cause and effect, going from one extreme to the other. So here we go, resentment timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So if you do have resentment towards somebody, maybe they're resenting you also. So you might want to put maybe their name and also maybe your name in on the clearing that's free for mean people. That might be a way to look at it too. So that may help you and also them to become more balanced. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. P has written, tomorrow is Saturday. I may have said, I'm not sure if I said that tomorrow was your 8-hour call, but if I did, yeah, today is Friday, so tomorrow is Saturday, and Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, for those of you who listen to the Saturday Night Show, which is, let's see, what time is that? That's 9 Pacific and midnight Eastern time, so thanks, P, for pointing that out if I got that wrong earlier. Let's see, Jerry in California is saying, yes, alien clouds and faces bring in timelines. Great to crash them. Thanks. So perhaps Jerry has been seeing the clouds lately. We've had a really cloudless sky here in L.A., so I haven't seen any for a while. Have you had a lot of clouds up in Shasta, Ron, lately?
Oh, yeah, they're here. Yeah, we had some really weird ones a couple of days ago.
Oh.
And then they're gone. They show up where the whole sky's filled full of clouds, and then maybe within a couple of hours or so, you know, it's like a normal day. So the light ship comes and gets rid of them. And a lot of them are attempting to come to the mountain here to get the energy, but they just can't seem to make it. So it's quite interesting to watch them. They just kind of get frozen in space. You know, the light ship stops time. So since they do take up space, but the time is no longer working for them, then they just sit there and the light ship gets rid of them. And you probably have even seen that, maybe everybody else listening here, and in their parts of the country when a timeline gets crashed. The clouds normally will not move. The weirdest thing is when you walk out your door and it's windy. And, you know that it's windy, maybe 5-10 miles an hour, and you look up in the sky and the clouds are just sitting there. And, you know, it's, you go, wow, something's happening here, you know. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Larry was mentioning earlier that the moon is missing tonight. And, Larry, I think it's what June says. It's not up yet. Comes up an hour later every night, so I think you'll probably see it a little later. That's probably what's going on with that. Brian is asking what the percentage is at the moment regarding the Earth spirit being in the Earth.
Yeah, it's still about 40% with its own energy. In the Earth, it's hard to say because it does work in and out, but it feels like it's about half of that, maybe percentage-wise, of integration. So it's not very high, but it's better than what it was, you know, when it was basically dying, I guess, in October. I don't know, was it a year ago that it happened at 3%, a year and a half
something
ago,
like
I guess.
That. I think so, yeah.
About, yeah. So that's good. Remember, it has to work on itself first to get itself empowered with its spirit. And this also is why we're doing timeline crashes for you and your spirit. Remember, you have to get your spirit healed before your body can have a healing. So this is what the Earth Spirit's doing now, is looking for the parts of itself that has been stolen and bringing itself back into spirit integrity. And then from there, it can work on the planet. It can't do much when it's not in wholeness. It'll be like spread out too thin. So it has to regain territory with the Earth here, but it's doing very well, and it's better than what it was. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Jane is saying, do we bounce back and forth off the timelines while they're crashing? She's feeling herself in another time and space rather than here, she says.
Yeah, that's very, very possible. You might feel yourself bouncing around, maybe having a little more consciousness and then not much. And it kind of depends, too, you know, if a clone is in your place and then you record that memory of the clone into your physical body when you come back here again. So there's a lot to that. It gets kind of bizarre sounding that who you might be one minute as a human may not be a human in the next minute in time. But that's just the way it's always have been here. And that's the way and why you see people behaving strangely. And actually they'll say, I didn't do this, when that happens. Because that's just what happens. You know, you're not there, so how could you have done something when you're not there? But the body is held accountable for the actions. And people resonate to the body, even if it's not your physical body, a human body, it's a clone body. The clone body can still do things. Like I said, basically, under most conditions, the cloned body that comes here to take the place of people will probably only have maybe like a 2-week in the past remembrance of what's going on. That way it can have some kind of information so that it doesn't feel like it's brand new here. And normally I don't think we work too much more than, you know, maybe that amount of time anyway. when you think about something, how far back do you really go in your thoughts? You might think about this week, you know, maybe at work for the last, you know, maybe 5 days, but do you really go back after 2 weeks and think about something that happened to you, drama and trauma, with a person, you know, over 2 weeks ago? Probably not. And so this is the way that the darkness controls us, and bringing in these cloned energies is the way they can abduct you and put you onto one of these timelines. So it's, that's why it's so good to do the timeline crashing, to get you more here, so you become more responsible. And then also, if you're not here, then how do you become productive? How do you really accomplish your life? The clone just has a program, and I don't think the clone is going to have anything with it, typically, that's going to be very insightful to you. So it might be like the same old happening to you. And if you're trying to do something in the moment with a clone, it's not going to have information to work with the light to do anything. So remember, it's limited with its program. It's probably like, you know, one of the original computers that has very, very low memory, okay, where you have a lot of memory when you are in the present moment. But mainly, even if you are, you know, in the time-based reality, you're going to have a lot more memory too, because you have that energy with you of mass consciousness. But when a clone comes in, I don't think it has mass consciousness that's going to be transmitting to it. It already has a running program all of its own. So kind of think about, you know, a remote-controlled little car that people buy that they, you know, put batteries in or whatever, and have a little thing in front of them, and they can move it, a little transmitter back and forth, and speed it up and slow it down. Well, it can only do so much, and anything that's creative, it probably cannot do. But what it does know how to do, it knows very, very well, and that's the way the clones operate and work. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Bryce is saying he's been seeing alien clouds in Salt Lake City above the mountains lately. And Tim said, I saw flashing lights and alien life forms in between the flashes. Now, I wonder if that's with the timeline crashing. Is that what you mean, Tim? I'm not quite sure if I'm reading that correctly. Ma has an interesting question. And it's just gone away. Where is it? It was about doing the new clearing that you have up, Ron, for clones. Ma is saying, if I do the free clone clearing, will my clones come into the light if they choose to?
Yeah, that's correct. It's if they choose to. So thank you for that question there. So yeah, the new clearing up on the website is for clones. And remember, your neighbor could be a clone, or your spouse could be a clone, or one of your children could be a clone, okay? That's the way, like I say, life is here. So when I say that, you know, don't go, oh, geez, you know. Their eyes do look a little bit funny. They do have robotic programs. They have difficulties with different things. And, yeah, the memory doesn't go beyond 2 weeks. And very possibly this is a clone person. Well, that's just the way they are. So you can have that clone if it chooses to. Remember, it's free choice, free will. The light chip will never go against that policy because they can't. If they did, then they would be the darkness doing control, mind control on you, forcing you, you know, to do things. But if the clone says, you know, I see all around me people in the light, I can kind of recognize that, and my program is only 2 weeks long, and these people are having a much better experience, if it can understand that, okay, then the clone can have the original clone body that it's in brought into the light. So the light chip would take that body, just the same way that the darkness does. They take you and make a clone out of you. So they can just reverse the process, take the clone, and then recreate it with light. So all the cells in that body have light in them. And then that clone body probably gets terminated, okay? I can't see any usage that the light would have it, so it's probably terminated. The new body is created in light, and then that body has a choice of a spirit to come into it. And so a spirit will decide to come in. when that new body does come here physically, it'd be like just being reborn again completely, just like a baby would be. Okay, so if you have any questions about clone bodies, you could ask that if you wish. When I was back in New York after doing a session and I got out, all that I saw was clones walking around. Very, very interesting. No body energy in people. Their eyes are all dulled out. And, you know, I saw maybe, you know, a couple, three, four clones out of probably at least 1,000 people. So it's very interesting to see them in New York. New York's probably like a melting pot because most people there's so many different types of people. And, you know, kind of doing a little pun, you know, New York is full of aliens, basically, all different types of people that have come there as a melting pot. So you don't necessarily see one type of person or one race. You see everybody there and different languages being spoken. So it's a good place to have an integration of these energies. And you wouldn't really recognize it because there's so many different types of races there that you don't necessarily really know each race. And so this is probably why there's so many different types of people there, including the clowns, the clones. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I know near the beginning of the show, Ed had a question about clones, and I cannot find it. So Ed, if you're still listening and you want to type that in, go ahead. I'm sorry, I can't find your question from earlier. Tina is saying, I cleared a few people with all three, clone, alien, human, and felt the effects of the clearing. So that's great. So those are those three that kind of all come under the same general title there, the new free ones that are up on Ron's website. And for any of you who are not familiar with the site, it's creationlightship.com. There are lots and lots of free clearings on there at this point. So Tina has been having success with those. Lynn is saying, I have blinked my eyes really fast, my eyes fast, and she's seen shapeshifters in people on TV. What do you think about that, Ron?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Okay, so I guess the question would be, since they are there and that they're being detected, normally, in fact, watch people. And look at the people's eyes. And I just watched a YouTube thing today, and this person was talking, and his left eye was darker than the right eye, which is kind of weird. And I have seen that in some of the movies, too, where I'm looking at this person, like on a DVD, and their one eye is darker than the other. So I would kind of assume, maybe not, but kind of assume that the eye that looks kind of more normal or brighter maybe, more color to it, might be a real eye, a human eye, hopefully. And then the other eye might be one that's possibly a clone or a shapeshifter, more than likely a shapeshifter looking at you. So let's get back to that eye that's kind of goofy looking, okay? What's it looking at you, and what's it doing to you as it looks at you? Now remember, even though you're watching a DVD and it's not live, these things can still be real in that video, okay? And they can hold the energy and come to you. So a lot of times I'll be seeing some people where I look at them, and one of their eyes is like a Jurassic Park dinosaur, you know, look like a squished grape kind of sideways, you know, like a cat eye in a sense, you know, and you see one eye that way and one eye normal. So that's just the way they show up. And we're probably going to be seeing more of this as we advance more in the time-based reality of the darkness here, which is what we live in. So, you know, just keep note. And, you know, figure out for yourself what's looking back at you if you can. And, you know, what are they doing to you when they're in that body viewing you? Like I mentioned before, I did release on a couple of times. One person had a camera in his one eye, and I released that back in New York. Like I said, New York is the melting pot for these things, and he felt it leave him. His eye, which was kind of normal, turned all black, and when I released it, and also there's a microphone, I believe, in his ear. I saw a connection down there, and that was taken out, and it maybe took, it say, 15 minutes to a half an hour, typically, to come back to normal. And he said he could actually see better afterwards, because his problem was, he said he couldn't see very well out of his one eye. He knew that there was something goofy. So that's what actually happened there. So yeah, if you do see, Julia's mentioned here, most people's eyes are dead looking. Very scary. So if you see dead-looking eyes, that may not be a person. The real beautiful-looking clones have very, very bright eyes. Maybe costs more money to have a nice-looking body up here, where maybe a regular clone or one that's possessed, which doesn't probably cost much money, where the body's even taken over through, you know, going on these timelines, may just have the standard dark-looking eyes, which look dead. And then also feel the person's physical body energy. Since, you know, put your hand out, your palm or your hand out in front of you and feel people. You can detect energy, and you can see if they have energy being emitted to your palm of your hand. A lot of people do that. And if one person feels like they're not even there, but you see them, but you don't feel any energy, then guess what? They're probably a clone. And that's the way it is. You could sample this if you want, maybe with animals, you know, dogs or cats, because I haven't seen any dogs or cats yet that are not real. So you could check that out just by checking out animals for a test, and then try that same thing, get the sensation that you're feeling off of them, and then try it on a person. Or if you happen to... I probably won't get into this here, but if you happen maybe to maybe work maybe at a veterinary hospital or something, and you have animals that die there, you can also check out that energy too, but that may be not, you know, it's not a really nice positive thing to do, but you're going to feel that, you know, there's nothing being emitted from the body. And so, you know, that's one way to check it out, too, to validate that you are sensing energies. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just kind of a follow-up that I just wanted to get clear from what Ma was asking about clearing clones of us. So assuming that we are not a clone, all of us listening to this right now, and maybe there are some, but let's say we're not clones. We have clones of us on other timelines, you know, which is what the bodies that we go into when we dream. So can we use the new clone clearing that's online to clear the clones of us that are in other timelines? Will it go there and do that? And would we put our own name in, or how would we do that if it's doable? Sorry, that was a bit rambling.
Yeah, the clones of you would be terminated. Since you are human and you put your name in, if there is a clone that is on a timeline, very possibly it could be terminated, okay? If the clone is in you, then you have to get yourself back first before it's terminated also. So, you know, it's not that you're not going to be here, because, you know, you will come back here. So don't worry if you think you're a clone right now and you do the clearing and all of a sudden, zap, you're gone. You know, it doesn't work that way. So you will be back here. But, you know, people do get into that cloned energy as they replace you on the timeline. This is why, you know, the space clearing is so good after that. But you are returned back here, because they will bring you back here, because they have to have you back here to live life here. Just that they replace you with a clone when you're no longer here and you're out on a timeline. they want you to experience as much trauma as possible on that timeline, and or they take your spirit and put your spirit into a clone body on a timeline too. So it's not really that complicated, but just know that when you're back here, if you look real and you feel real, then you're definitely here. And when you're not here, you may not even recognize. But maybe your friends could find out by checking your energy. So, and look in the mirror. See if your eyes have changed. If you don't feel right, and maybe you lost memory, maybe you only go back 2 weeks in time, then you know that you're probably a clone. Then call your spirit back. Call back your body. Do a timeline crash to get you back here. Remember, I'm just giving you information that, is brought forth by the light ship, and this is nothing that's new. This is the way humanity has been for a long time, just that you're now empowered to do something about it. Where before we had these timeline crashings and things, you had no way of even knowing that, and you couldn't do anything about it. This is what's so nice about the clearings, is that you can empower yourself. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we don't have too many minutes left. I'm not sure how many we have, Ron, but I'll just mention that in about 5 minutes after we do get off, there's the Q&A this evening. So that will be just a little bit after 8 Pacific and 11 Eastern, and the number for that again is 646-519-5800, and then the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign, and the call is usually an hour, maybe a little bit over an hour. And Ron likes to hear from new people. If you have some questions, if you're new to the show or to Creation Lightship or unfamiliar with Ron and wondering what all this is about, then this is a good opportunity to come on and speak directly with Ron and ask him your questions directly. And then when anyone new is done, then we go to all the regular folks that are on the call.
Almost always on the program here, your physical body is real, because the light ship typically will not allow you to be a clone listening to this program. It can happen, but normally you are real on this program. So this is the real you listening. And think back if you have a memory past 2 weeks from now. If you do, then that's a good indication that you are real. Because the clones normally don't go past 2 weeks.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so if you start to think back of a time, and you might not even have any remembrance of it. Because, see, your body has the remembrance of having a clone here, because the information is passed on to you, but you also have your past memories, too. But the clone has a problem where it can't go back 2 weeks. So if you see somebody and you're talking to them and they kind of don't get what you're talking about, and you kind of feel a little exasperated because you've already told them something and maybe they agreed to it or they understood it, well, that could be an entity, but maybe it's a clone that you're talking to and it doesn't have any memory going back 2 weeks. So everybody kind of try that out and just see how the people around you respond. Now, the clone can bring forth that information maybe, you know, from now to 2 weeks, you know, going back in time. But, and they are kind of self-learning, so they do understand stuff and can reintegrate things. But normally after 2 years, 2 weeks, you're not going to be able to have any clear memory of living here on this planet, because their memory base is not that long. They don't need to be that long. All they're trained to do here is to be like little robots and soldiers, we'll say. I won't use the word soldiers, but to be people that are being controlled by the darkness. And 2 weeks is a long enough memory and time to have storage of information. So, I guess we'll be signing off now. We have a Q&A coming up here shortly. 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we'll go there just after the program begins. So we'll see you on the call, possibly everybody, in the Q&A. So thank you, Carrie.
Thank you,
Blessings
Ron.
To all of you. And I'll leave the fast chat up here for people who may want to communicate on that. If they don't want to call in or talk, we'll say, on the Q&A. So blessings. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
See you on the call. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Ron.